Hey Waterloo, this is Gordon Webster,
Naomi Uyama,
Cassidy Holden,
and you're listening to CKMS 100.3.
Thanks for the great time, Waterloo.
Keep swinging.
Hey, well, you guys were busy when that song was playing. That was Lou Rawls doing any day now.
and I'm beating up the floor here.
Yeah, well, you did a good job of showing the steps there.
Yeah.
And you had an interesting technical discussion there. Amy, you noticed that you want to know how you communicated.
Well, yeah, I was just asking Ross if Shag, you are talking to your partner with connection, or are you talking to your partner with visual, you know, visual cues?
Leads,
and
yeah.
What did you say, Ross?
You get to whisper. If you really want to do something complicated, and you both know the steps, because you do. You both don't know the identical steps.
Mm-hmm.
and you can do them separate. And you don't have to depend on your partner. It's amazing.
Well, because, and I can understand why they'd hear it. Because, with the Lindy Hop thing, the music's really loud. But because y'all are, 58, you don't mind the music being a little lower, right?
Lower.
Yeah, just turn up those little hearing aids.
Yeah, we got hearing aids on. That's right. So we can hear the music. We can. As you pass the person, you can give them a verbal hint of what your next move is.
There you go.
Or you can just say it out loud, hey, we're going to do a cha-cha move here, and boom, away you go. Now, that makes it look very interesting because you're coordinated. And then you're both doing the same move together.
Right.
So, that's even nicer. But this is basically a dance where you're dancing your own moves on your own, and away you go. It's a lovely dance.
It's fascinating.
Yeah, of all the dances, this is my favorite. I do 28 different dances. But
you do 28 different dances?
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
I like this one the best.
Wow.
And Lindy is second, and West Coast third. So,
there you go.
But I must be stuck on the slot dances.
What about East Coast, though? You're doing East Coast for a while there, too.
East Coast, yeah. Well,
it's not in your top three anymore?
No.
Fair enough.
I think I also grew into the music, too.
Absolutely.
The blues music and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like the music. If you like the music, you're gonna dance.
I like the feel of the Shag music. I do. I like that. It feels good.
Yeah. It's not hurried.
Well, something for the little Shaggers and the old Shaggers and the new Shaggers and all kinds of Shaggers. They could just shag to their eyes.
Yeah. Jeff, that's awful. Shag till their, what did you say? Shag their eyes out?
Till their eyes fall out.
I think it's on that quote list.
It's on that quote there.
Nope, don't
give us another quote.
No.
What was that other quote you had that a little better than that?
You guys are killing me here. Let me just take a little gander. Hold on.
I know you're scratching through them. I saw something there.
Learning to walk sets you free. Learning to dance gives you the greatest freedom of all. To express your whole self, the person you are.
Yes.
Oh, there you go.
That's cute.
That's cute.
Yeah.
Oh, Jeff. Wow. Okay.
You know, there's an echo. You say Jeff. You know, you might get two of us turn around.
Two of you looking at
that's
you.
True.
We don't know which Jeff.
So what should we call? Should we just call you Jeff Stagger? Is that?
Well, you could. We used to have. We used to have this discussion back in the day, and I was.
I was amateur Jeff.
Yeah,
amateur Jeff?
Amateur Jeff.
Did you say that? Oh, amateur.
Amateur.
Jeff. Oh, I can't see that. No. And you're farmer. Jeff.
That's right. That works too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. It's okay. We all have our nicknames. Rock and Ross.
Rock and Ross. That's
freak
my
out,
plate.
Amy. That's my
freak
nickname.
Out Amy.
Yeah,
because
I freak out. If I'm dancing and you make me freak out, like scream or flail, you've done a good job.
Oh,
that's
I've heard
a
you
good,
scream. Yes, you
yeah.
heard a great
a lot of
scream.
People have heard me scream.
Yeah,
yeah.
I thought you were just having a moment in time there. Or,
no, I scream a lot.
Or
yeah.
a shag moment or something.
No,
I don't know.
No, no. Wow, that's another. That's a whole other radio
oh,
show.
Oh, that's another radio show. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, man, this is too much fun for a Thursday night here, folks. You're listening to us on 100.3 Sound FM or on the broadcast band, or you can listen to us on Sound FM, this website, or you can listen on the Rogers box at 9:46. So we're just nicely past the top of the hour at about 11:10 here. We got off to a slow start. And
That's fine. Don't go in there, Lindy.
We're rolling right along here. Well, and I'm so glad that Amy's come out and Jeff Benoit and our guest Ross McDowell. We'll play out. Well, we can. I don't have a song queued up, Jeff, but have a seat there. Thanks so much for coming out. How you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm lovely. And so much. Thanks for coming out. And I know you're.
Oh, it's so good to be out, Jeff. It's always a pleasure.
Holy smokes. Look at that. Ain't that great?
So enthusiastic. There you go.
So how are you guys feeling? Like, it's like 11 o'clock. It's been a long day and everything. I've got this, like, you know, we had an exchange and it's like 10 o'clock on a Sunday night after 2 days. I got kind of done, but still wanted.
Already, eh? Are you getting ready to go in the fields or something?
Oh, that's soon enough. But it's just, I'm a little kind of tired today and I know you're hurting and yeah. It's late, and I was just thinking the way up here, you know, the last time the three of us were at exchange at the same time was, I think it was Central Michigan, and we all say that Rebecca,
yeah,
right, remember that?
Oh boy, yep, huh? I remember that.
The house full of people.
Yeah, I think that was the 150 proof night. I think that was not mistaken. And
that was a good night. That was a fun night.
Yeah,
we've been doing a lot of things together though, Jeff. Yeah. Swing in New Hampshire.
You went to Swing in New Hampshire with us, right?
Yeah,
I went one year with you. Mm-hmm. And
Sydney, you've been twice, and, three times.
No, I just went the one time.
I was there. And
you were down with Jeff what, 3 years ago or 2 years ago?
No. The only time I went was with, you were there and Jeff was there. And
in New Hampshire?
Tammy and Sabine. Yeah. Really? Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Doesn't matter. No. It's all blending in together. Yeah, it's no problem.
A lot of good times.
Oh, yeah.
So that's the kind of thing we want to talk about here, too, is that, you know, we've had a lot of good times and the things we learned. And, you know, Ross, he's talked about how dance influences him and how it's been so much fun, and it brought back memories, I think, to you too, Amy, of why you dance and why we do this. So.
Well, for me, dance is such a big part of, well, it was for a long time a big part of my life. When I first moved to Waterloo, I'm from Goderich, and for the first year I had like no friends. I didn't know anybody, and I just stumbled upon the scene and I immediately fell in love with it.
Waterloo Park. Won't you forget those times. Yeah, it's true. Yeah. We used to do dancing in the park, and Amy used to come out, and she'd be kind of like deer in the headlights, scared little girl off the side, but really happy to be there, and you could just see the joy in it for her. So.
Yeah, I remember my first lesson. It was from Jeff, and it was such a neat setting, and it was easy because I could hide in the bushes, basically, and watch everybody dance, but it was fun to watch, and I started dancing like once a week, and then it turned into like 5 or 6 times a week and just kind of snowballed, and I just fell in love with it, you know, and it gave me so much self-confidence and just a joy. It's just amazing.
Yeah, there's a lot of social environment to meet people, and it's a comfortable place to meet people as opposed to like a club, which is just a less than socially comfortable. The game.
Yeah, I don't do well in clubs. That's not my scene. Yeah.
You mean the Flying Dog's not your favorite?
Oh, my gosh. You're really going to go there, aren't you? I used to teach swing dancing with Jeff and also Latin dancing, salsa. And I had to basically be enthusiastic about salsa, even though I wasn't. It's not my favorite thing, okay? I'm sorry. The world knows, okay? It's out there. But, you know, he'd be like, oh, I'm going to teach at the Flying Dog game. Do you want to come? And I'm like, I love ooh, salsa. Yeah, sure, let's do it. But, yeah, I'm not a fan of salsa or the Flying Dog.
But it was still fun to go teach there. We taught there for 2-3 years, I think.
Oh, yeah.
We were back
no,
and forth,
it was great, yeah. If you love salsa, that's definitely the place to go.
No, around here, yeah. Definitely sure. Say so.
Well, you know, and that's funny. Remember, Louis used to teach salsa.
Yep,
and
he still goes.
He's been out for the last couple of nights in the Money Night dance.
And oh, has he?
Good to see him. Yeah, he just, you know, he knows a bunch of people there, and he's just investigating the scene, and he may be getting involved with the that project that Hepcat Hoppers is involved in too.
Oh, okay.
I'm just guessing on that one. So, but there's a lot of familiar faces that come and go in the scene, and so good to see Louis back out again. Great salsa dancer, and mm-hmm. Maybe we should have him on the Showtime just because he's fine participant in our community.
He's a wonderful guy. Yeah. Really like the guy.
And there's lots of them out there, and I'm just glad we're here and able to talk about and enjoy that sort of thing. Any more quotes there, Amy?
Oh, yeah, of course. Hold on one second here. Let's see. Ooh, this is a good one. Common sense and a sense of humor are the same thing, moving at different speeds. A sense of humor is just common sense dancing. So I thought that was kind of cute.
That's a good one.
Yeah, you know, sure. I think sense of humor is really important, actually, in life. But anyway, we're here to talk about dancing, so let's continue talking about dancing.
Okay, we'll do that. So I'm so glad you right away talked about how you came up on the dance scene. You were new to town and just did your thing and then got into dancing. And boy, that was just nonstop. Even now, like, you're not teaching and so on, but you're very much involved. You come out to the dances. Mm-hmm. So as far as social activities, this is something you can do for many years and participate at different levels. Great fun.
Well, the thing that I find that's really neat about dancing is that, and I've talked to other dancers that have danced for longer than 5 years, you start out like guns a-blazing. You're passionate. You're just like so excited about it. And then you kind of taper off a little bit for maybe a year or so or however long you need. But then you kind of tinkle back into it every now and then. And it's the kind of environment that you're allowed to do that. Like you're welcome back in. It's not like you forget how to dance. You might need a little bit of tuning up, but
yeah, you'll feel the rust when you come back and you're not quite hitting. And you know you could have done this or done that. And it's not totally like you're on the top of your game, but certainly can come back and enjoy your evening without too much trouble.
And that joy that you feel inside definitely comes back really quick. So I love that part.
And you smile and laugh and some people even freak out.
Yeah. Yeah, I do. It's true. What can you do, though?
It's the challenge. It's the Amy challenge. Can you get her to freak out?
Yeah, any dancers out there, if you can get me to scream, you've done your job.
Right in the middle.
Huh? Yeah, right in the middle.
Right halfway through the song. Scream. Oh, Amy.
But people that don't know me, they give me these looks like, whoa, are you okay? And it's always like, I'm fine. Just keep doing it. Don't stop. Okay, you know what? That's bad. Sorry. Oopsies. I'm not trying to be dirty, people. That's not me at all.
You probably could have went right through that one, Amy, but
yeah. Well, you know me, Jeff. Don't need to miss an opportunity to make an idiot out of myself.
Well, it's you know, just having fun. You have those spontaneous moments where it's just a hoot and you just can't help but have the little chuckle or a big guffaw of laughter. Does people say that anymore? Guffaw?
I'm not sure if guffaw is a...
But that's the beauty of this dance and of dancing. And, you know, it's nice because, you know, for 3 minutes, it's just you and your partner and interpreting the music. And at that point, it's not the right move or the wrong move. We start out with the feel of music and we dance, and it's great. And I know as an instructor, it's always a dilemma that you know students want to learn steps, but you want so badly just to teach the feel of the music. Mm. Is that the right word? Feel?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, feel is probably the number one word that we always use when we were teaching, and you know it's the music. Evokes feeling. That's what music does. So you want to listen to that music and express what you hear, and you do that through the dance with your partner, allowing each person to express what they want. You can also learn a bunch of moves, and you can dance directly through the music and not use it, not interpret it, not have feel, and it doesn't seem to match the reason why you do this stuff. So definitely always a struggle for people because people think they need more material, but you don't necessarily need more material. You just need more interpretation of that. Mm-hmm. We'd go to teach in various places wherever I went, and we would sit down with instructors, and we consistently, almost all the instructors came back and said, I'd rather dance with somebody who did 4 moves well
than
85 moves half-ass and forced and
yeah, and rough. I was just going to say, like, I would so much rather dance with someone and do one move over and over and over again and get that right than dance with someone that I can't, like, I'm not feel like it's doing it, like, halfway, you know what I mean? Okay. So and once you feel that move done properly or feels right, you just want it all the time.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's good wisdom. That's true. You know, and I hope our listeners are paying attention to this. Lucky in the studio tonight to have Jeff and Amy here, instructors, good, great social dancers. And, I think what you're talking about is really important for our dancers, all the way up from the beginners that came out to the first dance last week. And I'm thinking of a young fellow there. He's my neighbor's son. I'm really dating myself, but it's so good to see him. And all the way to who've been in the scene for a long time. There's always that feel of the dance you want to mm-hmm. do. So it's good.
And I love dancing with beginners. I love dancing with beginners. But anyway, that's for another time. There was a really good one here. Oh, this is a really good one for beginners, actually, now that you said that. Correction does much, but encouragement does more. Encouragement after censure is the sun after a shower. So I thought that was really nice, eh? Because you know what? If I dance with a beginner and I'm like crazy enthusiastic, they totally like mellow out and they actually are enjoying themselves as opposed to being afraid or nervous, and it's great.
Yeah, I remember when we would go to the swing out in New Hampshire and I'd be in the 4B and you'd all have your little badges on, and then it was classic that the top dancers dance at the front and the weaker dancers or the younger dancers or the lower levels dance towards the back of the room. And so yeah. I always tried to make a point each night to go spend an hour or two towards the back of the room. And so, and you'd see their faces literally light up like, oh, that's a white name tag. You're one of them. And then you dance with them and you just have to do something very like basic, and you do a swing outs and you do a couple inside turns and you stop once in a while. And they look scared, but then you make them laugh or something just to keep it interesting and do something that's very fluid for them that they can follow. And yeah, it's a very incredible feeling to be able to pass that on to people that.
Well, and don't you have a good story about how you danced with the beginner one time? And she looked at you and she said, it's nice that I'm not the only beginner here or something.
Yeah, there's times where we've done those where, like, because I went to the back of the room, I've had several that commented, like, why would you come back here? Like, this, you're supposed to be dancing. I'm like, no, I just get to dance with everybody, and you're definitely going to be one of those. So,
well, this is these are great stories. We could go on for quite a while on this thing. We're going to have to take a little short break here to do some advertisements and some station IDs. I'll do a few radio announcements before. Dave Trin from Hepcop Hoppers puts together a little list here of announcements, and I think it's important we'll pass this along. Well, look at there. You're on top of the list, Jeff. Blacklight Blues, Monday, April 2nd, this Monday. Tell us what you're doing.
I'm going to be at the Monday Night Dance again for, I think it'll be my third time.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be back for teaching another beginner blues lesson. Continue to build on what we've done in the past and see where the evening goes.
There's also weekly lessons coming up starting Tuesday, April 3rd. Go to hepcathoppers.ca. So you listen to the Swingin' Blues Show, and we're always looking for more hosts and co-hosts, so feel free to contact us and jump in on the fun here. We're having, it's usually a pretty good time. And also locally is the Jazz Room at the Hoother Hotel. I haven't been up yet. Have you guys been up
there? I went there. Yes, Colin and I went there with Colin's family, and it's so cool.
Yeah.
It's the room that we used to swing dance in, and they've done it all up, and there's a stage now, and the sound is really good in there. So it's definitely worth checking out.
But it's a very classic jazz room, right? No one talks. No one says anything.
That's right. Actually, we got shushed. But you know what? That's the environment, and I appreciate it for what it is. So,
right.
Yeah. But there is beer, so there you go.
Another place I want to mention too is the Lancaster, and they're still going with the jazz club. And that's from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturdays. They switched their hours. And so this.
And they've started to do evening stuff. They've had a couple of blues. Water Street was there, Alfie Smith was there. So I know they've been doing some blues community things downstairs from about 8 to 10, 7 to 10. So, which gives you time to get home to bed, Jeff, right?
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Because you need your beauty rest.
That's right, and it's still not working, so maybe I'll just forget.
I think you're beautiful. Rest. Don't worry.
I feel fine. How's the rest of the song? Help me out here. I used to play that along with him. What's his name? James.
James
died.
Brown?
James Brown. You know.
Oh, I think your memory's kind of losing it there, Jeff.
You know, that poor guy, he's had a paper where they had a dispute on his estate, and they kept him like in some kind of like frozen state for like a month till he'd turn.
What?
Yeah, that's crazy. Weird. He finally passed on to the big dance floor in the sky, I guess. You know, I don't want to forget, too, we're going to play another promo ad for it, but this weekend is the Dominique Blouin workshop, and you can learn Balboa and Lindy.
She's fabulous, too. Yeah. She's fabulous.
I went last year. It was a great time. Mm-hmm. I'd like to go this year, but I understand, believe it or not, they're lead heavy.
Really? Yeah. Interesting, Jeff. I know. Mm-hmm.
What a switch. So I think I'll have to wait and see. And then that evening, John Seeger is going to be playing at the dance, which will be at the Button Factory. And so that'll be a big weekend here coming up if you want to get some lessons. And
is that this weekend, Jeff, you say?
I think it is. It's the 30th. That's like there this weekend.
Mm-hmm. Right. Wow. Coming up.
Should be a great time. And a few last things here on our announcements list. If you want to learn the Big Apple, the first half of it, solo vintage jazz, lessons at the Impact Movement Studios on Sunday, April the 15th. Here's the Blouin workshop and the Spring Fling monthly dance. Oh yeah, this is part and parcel of the workshop that day. I'm mentioning John Seeger. Here's something interesting. They got into a special musicality class with John Seeger and Dominique Blouin. So that's something that's pretty a good lesson when an instructor gets to help
with the live musician.
Yeah, the live musician to illustrate some good parts of that. So, and just tons of all kinds of stuff international here. My goodness, the Balboa Rendezvous. That's over
San
over
Diego.
There. Yeah. That's coming up March.
Good luck.
That's this weekend. That's now. Holy doodle. Well, lots of good stuff. Okay, so we shall carry on. I'm going to play a tune here, and this is one of my favorites. This is the Fat City Band, Too Good to Be True. We'll do a little promo, and we'll be right back. You're at 100.3 Sound FM, CKMS Radio. Can you say that?
How does it go? We'll practice it, and I'll do it on the way back.
Yeah, that'd be good. We'd like to have some promos we can carry on here.
Sure.
So at some point, I want you to say that so we can use it for a promo here. Okay.
As long as I can do it in a radio voice.
Yeah, you've got a perfect voice, just like the way you're saying it.
Okay.
Just try it. Say, you're at 100.3 Sound FM, CKMS Radio.
You're here at 100.3 Sound FM.
CKMS
Radio. That's no, great. No, it's not. No, it's not. We'll do it again. We'll do it again.
Okay,
play the music.
Okay. Okay. We'll play the music and we'll try it again. Shortly, folks.
It was too good to be true. Yeah, I just knew it would last. It was too good to be true. Yeah, I just knew it would last. And now it's plain to see we're through. It was too good to be true. Do you remember when we met? You used to treat me with respect. Remember when we met? You used to treat me with respect. You say your love for me's the same, but I can see that you've changed. Too good, too good, too good to be true. Too good, too good, too good to be true. Too good, too good, too good to be true. Too good, too good, too good to be true. And now it's plain to see we're through. It was too good, too good to be true. We'll be right back.
go your way, I'll go mine. No use to wasting all my time. So you go your way, I'll go mine. No use to wasting any more time. Our little romance is shot to hell. Pick up the pieces by yourself. Too good, too good to be true. Too good, too good, too good to be true. Too good, too good, too good to be true. Too good, too good, too good to be true. And now it's plain to see we're through. It was too good to be true.
Hey Waterloo, this is Dominique Blouin from Quebec City. I'm looking forward to seeing and dancing with all of you this Saturday. You're listening to the Swingin' Blues radio show on CKMS 100.3.
Hi, we're back. So that's the little ad for the Dominique Blouin workshop this weekend. And if you're available, come on out. There's a dance at night. So, Amy, another quote there, my dear.
Okay. Okay. All right, here we are. Dance is bigger than the physical body. Think bigger than that. When you extend your arm, it doesn't stop at the end of your fingers because you're dancing bigger than that. You're dancing spirit.
Spirit.
It's all about the follow through. It's very important. Don't stop on the 3 and 4. Do not stop. Keep on going. Right, Jeff?
I don't know what you're talking about. I've never heard such things. But it's good advice, I think. Yes. Think it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
What advice do you give to your blues students? And you'll be teaching on Monday, the introduction. What do you emphasize in the blues dance?
Blues, quality of movement. Blues doesn't have to be not flashy, not a lot of moves and figures. It's just move well. If you move clearly, assertively as a lead, responsively as a follow, and you'll enjoy blues.
So you kind of like the, I know when Ross was here, we talked about the beats per minute or the tempo of a song, and but 120 is, it seems a little fast for blues.
That's
so,
fast for blues. Right?
Well, this is where my opinion of blues and where it is dance anything you want.
Yeah.
So for me, blues, I can dance 180 blues if I really want to. I remember we went, you're right. Who was I talking to? I think... he used to be in Detroit. Now he's in Quebec. Jason Heron, I think his name was. Huge Balboa guy.
Mm-hmm.
And him and I got talking one time, and he's Bal, classically very fast, 180 plus. And I like blues, and I'm like 100 or less.
Right.
And we both talked about, like, you can do Bal at slower tempos, and I can do blues at faster tempos. So to say that there's a speed for it is something that there's not a speed limit. With that being said, the more comfortable place is 90 to 110.
Mm-hmm.
Would probably be Okay. And if you were at alcohol days, it was 60 or less, but that's a...
Or, yeah. Mm-hmm. But with that being said, though, blues is not a spectator sport. So if you're coming out to watch blues, it's not going to be that interesting if it's done properly.
Yeah. So. And, I mean, the emphasis that I've seen over the last few years, I mean, I'm not traveling and doing as much as I used to, but even when I was finishing up allotting my instruction and when I was going around and traveling, is that they're pushing blues to be more performance oriented. So making it more flashing or visually appealing. Okay. So I've slightly brainwashed people around here to not think that it's about those things, but it can be. And I personally am not that interested in it because I want to, you know, spend the next 3 to 5 minutes with this person and enjoy the dance together and share those moments here, as opposed to you're going to be my, you know, my doll to show off when I go.
But
to.
You know what? When you feel blues the way that it was intended, you don't want it to be flashy. Like when you feel connected to a person, because we are all energy, right? Mm-hmm. So when you feel that energy with somebody else, it doesn't matter what it looks like because it feels so freaking cool.
Close your eyes, settle in, and it's actually interesting because people will always be like, you know, well, the guy's got to lead everything and the girl's got to follow everything and she gets to, you know, slow down and just experience whatever he does. And the truth is when you get that place and you've shared that moment and your energy is together, neither one, if you're in a really cool dance, it's like neither one of you are leading nor following. You're just kind of,
one entity.
You're one entity and it's very organic, right? Like it's just pure, just a shared thing that the music's there, you're there. And I don't know. I've had those kinds of dances a few times and they're just like,
It's connection, like connection, and reestablish the connection and then like connect again.
Yeah. It's like a 3 to 5 minute hug and it's like your souls are hugging. I know that sounds really like silly, kind of like woohoo, but it's just a really awesome feeling. So if you can experience it, and if you can experience it with me, even better.
Well, let's just play a couple more advertisements for our sponsors, and then we're going to plug in to Jeff's iPod here, and we'll play some blue stuff. I'm so glad you brought some music, got some ideas. Let's just play a few bits here because, my gosh, we're just both. You know, I think it's 20 to midnight already, and we just want to commit some time to this and get our ads in here. So let me just play a few short bits here, folks, and we'll be back shortly.
The Hepcat Hoppers provide Waterloo Region with weekly live and DJ jazz dance parties, group swing dance classes, and live swing era performances. Enjoy live swing jazz every Monday night, starting at 8:30 p.m. at the Waterloo Community Arts Center, The Button Factory, located at 25 Regina Street South in Waterloo. For more information, please visit www.hepcathoppers.ca.
Shady Nook Farms, raising all-natural cattle with care. Are your local food source for beef? We have whole sides, half sides, hamburger, and summer sausage, and freezer packs. Locally raised and prepared, visit our website at shadynook.ca.
Okay, let's plug in my good friend Mr. Benoit here, and if you want to tell us what your first song is, and while I do that, I think our listener would just be tickled with that.
Well, first song is a song that I'm pretty sure Amy's going to identify immediately. So if we can keep her mic on, we might even get a freak out. Here you go.
Okay.
What is it?
Anytime she goes, ain't no sunshine when he's gone. It's not warm when he's away. sunshine when he's gone, and he's always gone too long. Anytime he goes away, wonder this time where he's gone. Wonder if he's gone to stay. Ain't no sunshine when he's gone, and this house just ain't no home. Anytime he goes away, ain't no sunshine when he's gone, and this house just ain't no home. Anytime he goes away.
Song, Jeff, what is that?
That would be Ladysmith Black Mambazo doing Ain't No Sunshine.
That song, the beginning of that song is the best. Like, if you ever do micro blues, anyone out there doing it's amazing. And then the second best part of that song is the ending where it starts to calm down. Oh man, the best.
The so best. Do they get a freak out, Amy?
Is that that would definitely be a freak out. I tapered it off because I'm not used to this building and the surroundings, but that was pretty awesome.
Yeah, Amy was a strong fan when we would go and have parties and I'd DJ or other places and play that song. Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a great song, and I recognize that Mambazo, right?
Yeah.
Because who was it? Well, it probably was Trish was telling me about this song she wanted to hear, and I'm thinking, oh, that song, I don't have that one, but
that's the one.
Do you have some more of her stuff?
I don't have any of the other ones. I got this one and probably buried on this thing somewhere. I've got other ones, but that's my most accessible song for them. I know they're obviously an African-based group that they actually came and played at the center in the square.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
They were in town.
Cool.
Wow. We're lucky because we do get some really great bands, and like Buddy Guy has been in the center and square a couple times.
B.B. King came.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, we went and saw B.B. King.
When?
Ooh. Oh, 2-3 years ago?
Yeah.
Oh, not that long ago.
Oh, I must have been MIA. Weird. That's awesome.
Yeah. You know, trouble with those places is you can't just get up and dance at those places. Yep. There's no room, right?
Oh, it is a concert hall. You sit in your seat.
Yeah.
That's almost torture.
It I know. Makes for a huge challenge to not be able to.
Like, how much can you squirm in your seat? I'll squirm 3 inches to the right, and then squirm back 3 inches to the
left. Yeah. Well, that's what we're going to be like when we're in retirement homes, though, eh? Yeah. We're all going to be wheelchair dancing, you know?
Yeah.
It'll be good.
Yeah. Well, I'll practice. You know? Like our rolling chairs here at the studio.
Yeah.
It's kind of fun, you know, yeah, back and forth.
This one doesn't quite roll. It more like stumbles because there's a wheel missing. The wheel
Oh, no.
Want to play another one, Jeff? We're
yeah, sure.
The last 50 minutes here. We got another couple of time for two or three more of your great selection of songs. So anytime you press the go button, just wave away and I'll switch off these switches.
All right, we're on.
When I came up, we didn't have a lot. I went to school of hard knocks, but somehow we made it through, and I'm here today to play the blues with you. Life's been good, but sometimes bad. But these old blues is all we had, and from the old school I'm gonna play these blues for you. Like fun, like sun, like father, like sun, like father, like sun, just like father, like sun. Just like fall, just like sun. Playing these blues keep me on the run. And from the old school to the new, I'm gonna play these blues for you. When I came up, trouble with my friend, I was schooled. I learned my lessons well, from coast to coast. Well, I lived here, from the house of blues to Carnegie. These old blues take care of me. And from the old school to the new, I'm gonna play these blues. Like sun, like father, like sun, like father, like sun, yeah, like father, like sun, just like father, just like sun. Plenty blues keep me on the run. From the old school to the new, I'm gonna play these blues. That's what I'm gonna do.
We're back. That's a great song, Jeff. What's that one?
That was Chris King, and called Like Father, Like Son.
Mm-hmm. You have a bunch of Chris King songs you like there.
Yeah. He's one of the ones I don't even know where I found. I think he's from Texas, and I think I got them on one of my trips through the States when I was teaching somewhere or dancing somewhere or something, and picked up some CDs from some people. And Keeper.
So what makes a song good to you? Why do you
good
find
question.
It?
Good question, yeah. Why is it? Yeah.
And
it is.
Because I'm not a DJ.
The soul. Because that song there just had that really nice, you know, it's very grounded, very soulful, very, you know, it has a good groove to it.
Do you look for instruments or is it more the voice?
The whole thing. All got to come together. So if it all matches and all works, then, voice. Blossom Dearie has a exceptionally unique voice, right? Was that one?
Yeah.
So Blossom Dearie, exceptionally unique voice. Could easily have a voice that offends people because it's not the most attractive, but it's very unique. Mm-hmm. But when when the music all comes together for it, it has a groove, has a beat, it works.
Do you find that there's like an instrument that you're drawn to?
That's a good question.
Like a guitar or drums?
I know I love a band with a horn in it.
Yeah? You like the accents, eh?
Yeah. You know, I like to find a horn kind of bridges the rhythm with the others.
As long as the horn's not too busy. I don't like it when it's all over the place, but...
The harmonicas are always
I was going to say the harp.
Were you going to say harp?
Mine's the harp. If I had one that was like... They're...
Harp, really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. I didn't...
Especially slow. Like when it's got that little like whiny waily.
I can't think of a song that has the harp in it right now.
No?
Well, there's probably a lot. I just don't realize it.
Oh, I've got one here in my machine. I just love it. The guy's honking away like that. Super.
Huh? Yeah. It's the accent, right? And when you say the horns, you like that's the accent, right? So it's classic when you listen to blues music, call response. So singer sings, and the horn or the guitar response. So you'll hear singer, response, call, response, call, response, call, response. And that's where you'll hear stuff like that. And then they go off on their solo afterwards, and that's when it can really shine and pull you
well,
in.
Well, that's interesting that you should say that, because when I'm dancing with you, you often like do a lot of moves. You know when a guitar, like electric guitar, where they're like... like that.
How's it going?
Nee.
Okay.
You love playing in that, you know, in that time. So
that's the response part. Because you know it's coming, right? Everyone can predict the voice. Everyone can hear the voice coming, but they don't always catch that there's a response to the singer who calls.
I should be a singer too. Wow, look at that.
You could have a show on this station for thrash rock. I mean, I'm just screaming
away.
Good deal. So we're getting pretty close to the end of the show, Jeff. We probably got time for one more song, and the DJ Kamel is coming up with the greatest hip hop show in the Kitchener-Waterloo region, and he's got a big smile on his face tonight, so we want to be out of here in time for him to get his show on the go. You're listening to Swing Jazz and Blues right between the meat between the sandwich of Pressure Drop by Nat and DJ Camarillo with his hip-hop show. So go ahead, Jeff, play one more song. We'll talk a little bit, and then we'll vacate this chair for the next person.
All right, here you go.
Ladies and gentlemen, please, Tracy Chapman. Call me anytime.
chasing you around, wasting my precious energy.
Okay, we're back. That's a great song there, Jeff. What was that again?
That would be Give Me One Reason by Tracy Chapman and Eric Clapton.
Perfect.
So when you talk about songs that you like, that's another one that I definitely enjoy to hear, where they take a song that's, you know, a classic and they do a different version and they make it unique by bringing in other artists and turn it into duets and things like those. So.
Yeah. Well, that's a good selection. Well, I'm so glad. I hope we'll be back to do this again sometime soon, and we'll bring on some more of your music. And Amy, I sure hope you come out into our door here again sometime.
Well, thanks for having me. Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
It's been a hoot.
Yeah, I have another quote for you, Jeff, okay, to close. This is for all the beginners out there. Here we go. Great dancers are not great dancers because of their technique. They are great dancers because of their passion. It's so true.
You should have some of these quotes in your lesson.
Hey, well, you better say I tried to bring my own, like, follow.
Shut up and do it better.
Shut up and do it better. Yeah, shut up and do it better. I like that one. Yeah. I definitely used that one a few times.
Well, that's all right. Okay. Well, thanks so much again, you guys. This is Jeff Steger, your host, and with me tonight, Amy Nyland and Jeff Benoit. And this is the 39th episode of the Swing Jazz and Blues Show. This is on CKMS Radio.
Yes. This is Amy Nyland, and you're listening to 100.3 soundfm.ca, CKMS Radio.
Good. Jeff, can you do that too? Just let me read off of that one there.
Don't say Amy Nyland, though. Don't forget.
Hi, this is Jeff Benoit. You're listening to the Swingin' Blues Show. This is 100.3 soundfm, CKMS Radio.
Radio.
That's good. I can use that.
Yeah, there you go.
Will those work for you, Jeff?
Yeah, that's
you
fine.
You can cut that back.
I'll just hit the MP3 file. I'll just chop those chunks out, and we'll have some great more intros like that.
Okay, thanks, Jeff.
Thank you. All right, folks, see you later. Swingin' Blues next week. We'll talk to you then.
Hey guys, this is Alex, a high school co-op student at Sound FM, and I just wanted to let you guys know how great a station it is. Here at Sound FM, we don't just play your top 40 hits. We play music that everyone can dance, party, or mosh to. We're a community radio station that benefits everyone, from students to adults. We are bringing the community together by playing the music that everyone wants to hear. Sound FM is a station for everyone.